Today we hear in the reading, the first reading of the Acts of the Apostles, the four early marks of the church. And we've talked about this because the Bread of Life community, we always use these as our four marks about whether we're truly being true to Christ or not. And the four marks of the early church was they dedicated themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the communal life, the breaking of the bread, mass, and to prayers. The teaching of the apostles, the communal life, the breaking of the bread and prayers. It's interesting. The early church didn't dedicate themselves to the reading of the scriptures. Isn't that interesting? They dedicated themselves to the teaching of the apostles, which took the word of God and explained it. And of course, we had our number one apostle die yesterday, huh? And to dedicate, what we need to do, if anything John Paul II was he was a teacher. He was an evangelist. And to be a good evangelist, you gotta be a teacher. That means you gotta tell us what to do. And if we're gonna honor John Paul II, we have to listen to what he taught us and we gotta live it, huh? That's the whole point. And he taught us most especially the last couple days when he was dying. He taught us by his example. And that's the best way really to teach anybody. And again, when it comes to the death of John Paul II, you sit there and even that, he had it all planned. You know how he was. But he died on Saturday, which was First Saturday, and his motto for the pontificate was Totus Tuus, which means all yours. And it's all yours, Mary. He had such great devotion to Our Lady. And so too, if he's going to teach us, he taught us by his life. You know, if anybody could you ever talk, who could have a better death than he had? He had millions and millions and millions and millions. Well, there's over a billion. Think about it. We're a billion Catholics. So he had at least 1 billion people praying for him when he was dying. 1 billion people. That's a happy death, huh? And so you sit there and think about this, and he did it all because he said, all yours, Mary. So the first thing he's teaching us is with Our Lady. Could we say the same thing here? All yours, Mary. And I like it too because it's a slap in the face to all these people who don't believe in devotions. You know, and he made his whole life the First Saturday devotion. And one of the promises of the First Saturday devotion is, when you die, the first Saturday of the month, Mary's gonna come get you. Guess what? Mary come and got him the first Saturday of the month. Not only that, but he waited until 8 o'clock at night or 9:37, depending on who you're listening to die. And when he died on the vigil of Divine Mercy. And of course, it was he who sat there and proclaimed this second Sunday of Easter as Divine Mercy through the instruction of Jesus to Sister Faustina, but he's the one that said it. Now, he had a lot of struggle with that because a lot of the bishops sat there and says, oh, we don't want to do that. We don't want to put a devotion right smack in the middle of Easter. And he goes, oh, yes, we do. And so now he's going and saying all the more, oh, yes, we do. Because devotion is where we come to recognize the presence of Christ. You know, I put this picture out. And the reason I put this picture out of the Holy Father is because he's in the background. What he's doing is he's pushing forth Jesus Christ. Devotion to the Eucharist. Once again, he proclaims devotion. He made this year, the last year he would be on this earth, a year dedicated to the Eucharist. We have perpetual adoration in our church because our Holy Father asked us to. He's the one that sat there and says, I want perpetual adoration everywhere. And so all because of this. So what do we need to do? John Paul got his strength and he got his hope. And he got his very first thing he said when he said to the people, when he got up there in front of everybody when he was first made Pope. After he introduced himself, he said, do not be afraid. And he taught us, do not be afraid in how we live our lives and how we die and what we're going to be doing in the next life. Do not be afraid. But how did he get to be not afraid? Because every morning he'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and an hour or hours before anybody came to join him in for that mass every morning that he would have, he would be on his knees in front of our Lord and God in the Blessed Sacrament. What Thomas proclaimed today in the Gospel, John Paul II proclaimed every day of his life, my Lord and my God, as he got on his knees. Now, Isn't it amazing? Here is this man, 84 years old, that spent every morning of his life on his knees before the Lord God of the universe in the Blessed Sacrament. And so if we're going to sit there and honor him, we just can't sit there and say, oh, isn't that a sad thing? The Pope died. Shut up. What's going to have to happen to us is we got to listen to him. We got to live what he taught us. And what he taught us by his life is prayer. That we need to be people of prayer. Not just prayer anywhere, but prayer in the front of the Blessed Sacrament. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in our church, we have perpetual adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament. And what made him not afraid was his daily prayer. Now, he didn't sit there and say, okay, now, I'm very tired. I have Parkinson's disease. I'm in my 80s. Oh, my knees might hurt. He didn't make excuses. He just did it. And he spent time every day. And this man helped change the world. And I have been telling you for years, as your pastor, that the way things are going to change in our hearts, in our lives, in our parish, in this Erie, is when we become men and women who spend time on our knees every day in prayer. And again, there's a big difference between praying at your home next to your bed and praying in front of Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. A humongous difference. It's like talking to someone on the phone and being in the same bed with them. Two entirely different realities, I would imagine. The reality must be that we spend time with the God of the universe in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's how we come to know he's our Lord and our God. That's how we come to know that, you know, I was sitting here thinking, as I stayed up all night watching the thing because I'm thinking he's going to die. And after I thought, no, tomorrow's the Feast of Divine Mercy, he's going to wait, you know. So after I was up all night and I'd go in and out of falling asleep and out, is he dead yet? Is he dead yet? And I was sitting here thinking, he got to be so excited because for 84 years he spent before the Blessed Sacrament, or however long when he started finding his daily holy hour, but now he'd get to see Jesus face to face. As Thomas got to see the resurrected Jesus face to face, John Paul II yesterday got to see Jesus Christ face to face. And it's not like he didn't know him. Oh, he knew him. After hours upon hours and hours in front of him. But that which gave him strength and took away his fear was being there. So we got to too look at the end of our lives. I hope you have at least start reflecting on your own death, because we're all going to die. And I know every time I bring that up, which is almost every week, you all get excited about it. But I like to keep us focused on the end, because the end is how we're going to live. The end, it matters so much how you and I die. It matters so much because that, as soon as we die, life starts beginning. That's when true life begins. John Paul now experiences that life. That's when the resurrection happens, is when we finally can do that. So you have to reflect on what's it going to be when you're laying there and you're taking your last breaths and you're heavy breathing and thinking, will this be the last one? Will it be the next one? Am I going to die in 2 seconds? Am I going to die in a week? When you're laying there in your deathbed, and whatever's going to, and I'm going to tell you that, when that happens, that's going to be the most important time in your life. And so what are you going to do to lead up to that time right there? It's not a scary time. I'm telling you what you need to do. You need to spend time with Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. You must. You need to. That's what John Paul taught us. The prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament is what will now enable us to share in the resurrection of Christ. It'll enable us to face death without fear. It'll enable us to have the strength. Who, you know, I used to sit in there just watching for a few moments. I get irritated when I'm doing missions and doing parish work at the same time, and I get edgy. John Paul lived that life constantly. He didn't have 2 seconds except for 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. when before the people came in to pray to be by himself. It would drive me nuts. I'd be the most miserable pope there ever was. But he sat there and he did it with strength and hope and life. And what gave him that strength and what he's trying to teach us is prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. What's important is Jesus. So, what are we going to do? What you and I got to do to honor him is to make a commitment to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, I can't tell you to do it every day, even though everybody here could spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament every day, couldn't you? And you know you could. It's a matter of priority. It's very simple. It's a matter of priority. Everybody, as they're driving back and forth or whatever, 24 hours a day, you know you could. Well, I don't want to challenge you to that because you'll just get mad because I'm challenging you to something that's too strong. But I can challenge you that at least an hour a week you got to spend with him. At least. That's the way you honor John Paul. And you don't do it for him. You do it so you'll have strength. You do it so when you come to die, you won't be afraid. You do it so when all the crazy things are happening in your life, it'll be okay because you know the Lord God of the universe. You just spend time with him for an hour. It'll change your life. It'll change your family's life. It'll change his parish's life. But will you decide to do it? Yeah. And you know, some of you are saying, no, okay, that's your life. But then you don't honor John Paul. You don't honor him at all. What you and I got to do is come to know that he's alive. And the way we'll do that is by spending time with him. You got it? Get it? Good. May you even know his love today and forever. Amen.